WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Good Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. And we've got a heck of a show for you. The Lady in Black delivers again. We saw a little action on the track, a little action after the track, and of course, a long streak coming to an end. And gladly for our race winner, Brad Keselowski, his first win in a long time, getting the number six to victory lane for the first time in several years, plus breaking another couple of, I don't know if you'd say records or streaks, but delivering a great end to what was a very exciting race. And, of course, we had some extracurricular activities on pit row. So, you know what? We got a lot to get to. Got a big win for Brad Keselowski. We got to tell you where everybody finished. We got to run down points, standings, get into news in the world of NASCAR, all while getting ready for the NASCAR weekend that's also coming up, because we're getting ready to head to North Wilkesboro. As Sean, it's already time for the All-Star Race. What? How are we already there? We'll break it all down now. It's time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I am Casey, and alongside me, I tell you what, good thing we're not on TV, even though I think this broadcast, I think that part of the show is probably
ratings would go up, by the
going to happen at some point. But right now, below the Optimize You, in the Optimize studio, below the Optimize You banner or TV with the logo on it, wearing an Optimize You shirt, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, I am optimized, by the
you
way.
Are.
See,
you know,
it says right here on my shirt.
Normal is not optimal.
That's for sure.
If there's one thing I've learned in this show, it's that. But you, sir, are optimized.
You know, when we were doing TV back in the day, our ratings were out the roof. We had to just turn down some pretty big deals of TV contracts. We even had some things that were comparable to what Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s had thrown at him in TV deals. It was nice in the day to be wanted.
You know, I'm trying to think of
you remember those days?
Trying to think how many zeros were on that TV paycheck, because if I remember correctly, there might not have been any. Just a handshake?
Maybe? Oh, yeah, there was a lot of zeros.
Just
before the one.
You got to hang out with Dave Keelan. That was like the big thing. Kent the Deck Chef Whitaker, get some cooking tips from him. Big time. But anyway, happy to be here, Sean. A heck of a race at Darlington. Lots to get to there. Brad Keselowski getting what feels like his first winner, his first win as owner driver, but it hasn't. It was just that long ago that he got his last win.
So no, it is his first win as owner driver.
First win in that long.
He broke 110 race winless streak.
That's an over 3-year drought, and coming so close so many times. A big win for him, plus some fireworks after the race as well. A lot to get to.
That it is, and so I'll share with you in just a moment my opinion about the win of Brad Keselowski yesterday. But before we deep dive into NASCAR racing, good weekend. Did you get much done? Anything productive? Anything around the house? Was it golf course time for you?
Golf course was Friday. I didn't have an afternoon appointment, so I snuck.
Oh, so you just laid out a work
snuck
day.
Snuck out. No, I worked in the morning, and then that afternoon went and played a little golf.
Yeah, I know what your definition of working is.
And then Saturday, I feel like we, what did we do, Sean? We went somewhere.
I'm sure it was another birthday party.
There was actually not a birthday party, surprisingly.
You didn't get any mass in?
Went to dinner afterward. And I'll tell you what we did Sunday. For Mother's Day, my lady really wanted to go to Texas Roadhouse.
Really?
So
The website says 11 o'clock when they open. Turns out it's really 10:30. So we get there about 10:50 and the line's already out the door.
Really?
We were still able to get seated and had a wonderful waiter. Food was fantastic. But that place, by the time we left, was jam packed. And there, I kid you not, 50 people outside.
Wow.
Waiting.
That doesn't surprise
me. To get
me.
Into Texas Roadhouse. So the food was fantastic, as it always was. Saw the little mural of our buddy Dan over there.
This is the new location, too, new location. For those listening. Hamilton Place.
It was absolutely fabulous, but I just kept thinking, man, this place is never not busy. And there's a reason. It's good.
There is always a wait. I would recommend to anybody out there listening, first of all, I'd encourage you to go check out Texas Roadhouse, like Casey just shared. It's a favorite of mine as well. Their new Hamilton Place location, 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard, right there in front of the mall and off 75. I would definitely recommend to download the app onto your phone and do the app ahead seating, because it will tell you how long it's going to take before you get seated, and it kind of gives you a jump start on getting on the waiting list. So that's the way to go. I would not even consider making the journey to Texas Roadhouse unless you're willing to do that, because every day of the week they have got to wait.
It is busy.
That's how popular this place is.
Sean had some of the fried pickles. Oh, it was so good to have those. Hadn't had those in a long time. Little salad, steak, baked potato. It was great.
If you got there at 10 to 11, that must mean you skipped breakfast.
Yeah, I didn't eat any breakfast.
Yeah.
So
that's still morning time for me.
But we got up there, and thank goodness we did. You wouldn't have got in otherwise.
Yeah.
But it was absolutely rocking and delicious as always.
I knew it was going to be packed out this weekend, and they were anticipating that too. I was there late Friday night and was talking to Avery, the managing partner, and he said, man, he said, it's going to be crazy this weekend. And Mother's Day is one of their busiest days of the year, and rightfully so. But glad you had a good Mother's Day. No Chattanooga Market got mixed in there?
We were going to, but daughter was acting kind of poopy and wanted to go home, and mama didn't want to hear all that. So we ended up going up. I wanted to go to the market because it would have been a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And the beers at the market would have been my reward for Mother's Day. But what about, did you go see your mom for Mother's Day?
Yeah. Did dinner with her last night. One of her favorites, good old Cracker Barrel.
Oh, boy.
You can't hardly beat Cracker Barrel. It's got something on the menu for everybody.
Did you pay?
Of course.
I feel like Stanley's probably pretty slow to grab for the wallet. He probably doesn't mind.
Actually, I asked it for four separate tickets.
Oh, my God.
everybody at the table had a ticket.
There you go.
And then I gathered them all up, surprised everybody.
Oh, man.
But, I treated my mom and dad to, or my wife and I treated my mom and dad to Mother's Day. But, you know, I got a lot done this weekend. Got the yard looking good, worked on the garage, worked on the house some. Even detailed the old Toyota SUV.
Oh, man.
Man, it hadn't been detailed in a long time.
Who'd you pay to do that?
No, I did it.
Oh, really? You do that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, the best of my ability.
No, thank you.
You wouldn't even know what that's like. You probably hadn't even vacuumed yours out, and you can't remember when.
I think probably once.
Yeah. So who do you have cleaned your
I don't. My truck's just not clean.
Your truck just stays nasty all the time.
It's pretty much like I work in it. So, you know, the getting it clean is just going to get dirty again.
Yeah. But got that done. So it was a good weekend. Weather was outstanding. So very lucky and blessed at the same time.
Yep. It was an absolutely gorgeous weekend. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, the unsung heroes, even though I feel like moms get a pretty good share of the credit. So I always, I get a little bit of, your mom. Like, everybody loves you, your mom. So stop it.
Yeah. My mom brought up to me last night because we were running like 5 minutes late because I was trying to see the tail end of the race and see Brad Keselowski get his win. And so we walked in the restaurant. My mom says, well, I know y'all are not late because of Kim. And I said, well, Mom, I said, I couldn't miss the end of the race. I had to see it. She says, well, I didn't think NASCAR raced on Mother's Day.
See, she remembers.
And I said, well, they changed that. How long ago did they change that? A few years ago,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, a few years ago. We were all shocked.
And I said, not only do they race on Mother's Day, they race on Easter too, but they don't race till that night. But nevertheless, for years,
with this world?
For years, NASCAR didn't race on Mother's Day.
Oh, I know. But
it's all about the money.
The Xfinity Series raced in Nashville on Mother's Day, but
yeah. It's all about the money now.
Of course.
So the money trumps holidays every time. But it was good to see Brad Keselowski get the win, as we mentioned a moment ago. 110 races. That just seems very hard to believe when you talk about Brad Keselowski, a former Cup champion, and in his days when he was with Penske Racing, was winning races on a regular basis. But it was good to see him finally get into victory lane. I expected there to be more excitement and more emotion into his win, but it was just, you know, kind of like so-so. It wasn't anything over the top. It wasn't anything, you know, disappointing, obviously, because he got a win. But it just wasn't like, you know, opening the champagne bottles and all that kind of stuff like I expected.
Well, when you're the boss, you can't go quite as crazy as you used to. But I felt like there was a lot of gratitude there. Like, it means a little more. He can savor it. He can sit around, smell the roses, and go, man, we just did that. Not only did we get a win, we have now put this team in position to run for a championship because we've made the playoffs. And yeah, we spoke about it. It's been a step back this year, and some of that was on purpose, but it's still frustrating nonetheless when you are a championship driver,
yeah,
and a guy that won a championship early on, and you just kind of assumed he'd be back here several times. He hasn't. And then to branch out on his own and just not quite see the success, you know, this had to be, I bet later that night there were a few Miller Lights or whatever brand he's into now.
Yeah. At the end of the race, I was reminded just how important and just how much pressure on these drivers to win. Because Chris Buescher was furious after the race and went up and confronted Tyler Reddick.
Yeah, those two were battling for the lead
when he went up and attempted to pass him and then
banged
got
a little
into
too
him.
Much. Yep.
Yeah. And Chris Buescher was furious. Matter of fact, Fox had the camera zoomed in, and Tyler immediately admitted in his language that he messed up. And you could tell from the interview that they had with Tyler after they had spoken with Chris that he felt horrible. He knew it was his bad, and he hated it. And, of course, Chris Buescher was furious. There was even a little bit of push in there at the beginning of Chris Buescher. And there for a moment I thought, you know, Chris is about to go crazy on him. But he got a grip on his composure and sort of settled down a little bit. And then, you know, he pointed out, he said, you know, I don't have one of those. And he was pointing at the wind sticker that Tyler Reddick has on his car. And you would think that maybe his emotions wouldn't have been that high when his boss just got the win, and he knew how important it was for his boss to get the win. Not only did his boss get the win, but the organization that he drives for got the win. But you would have thought that Chris's worst enemy got the win because they took that win away from him. But it was just a reminder to me that showed just the kind of pressure that these drivers are feeling from team ownership, from their sponsors, just to be able to be the best you can be, win races, and keep your ride. It's no different than any other professional sport. If you don't get out there and perform, you're not going to be around for games or races or years to come. It's a performance-driven business, no matter what sport you're in. And certainly, Chris reminded me of that as a NASCAR fan watching the race yesterday.
You know, to get a win, Sean, it doesn't matter how good you are and how good the car is, certain things have to kind of break your way. And to put all your blood, sweat, and tears at it, to not have the season that you're wanting to have, but to finally be there and think, all right, I've got the car, we don't have that many laps to go, if I just keep racing hard, and then kind of that be taken away from you by a mistake, mm-hmm. You can see how frustrating it is, because a win does essentially guarantee you and your sponsor, you know, four races at the end of the year that's going to matter, and it's going to help give you employment down the road. It's going to help in the next meeting to get more sponsorship. the important putting more importance on wins, which is a great thing NASCAR did. Part of that is they're just way more important now. So getting them is even more important. And you could certainly sense the frustration. I'm sure he had to apologize for some of the language getting out. But you could see that it mattered. But at the same time, hey, if you are going to lose, at least your boss got that win.
Here's a really quick little story. Brad Keselowski had both of his daughters down on the start-finish line and at Victory Lane. Brad took the American flag and did a Polish victory lap after the race with the American flag. Brad's wife went on social media this morning and showed the clip of a video clip she had taken where their little girl had taken that flag home from the racetrack and was going and was a video of her walking into her school this morning, and she was going to hold the flag up during the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag in her class this morning at school.
That's super cool. I mean, what a cool moment for a dad to get to go, yeah, I did that.
So his little girl witnessed her dad showing that respect to the American flag, and she wanted to also. And she probably remembers when her dad had won races in the past.
Well, she probably doesn't remember that.
It's 2021.
She probably doesn't remember that.
All right. We want to thank all of you out there again for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105, and we are presented to you by Optimize You. We encourage you to check out their website, OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. Also, if you miss any portion of this show, or you want to go back and hear a previous episode, go to our website, racingtalkradio.com, or go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Radio Download. Got a lot more NASCAR as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chad Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. And today, talking about Brad Keselowski's big win as he won at Darlington at the Goodyear 400, his first win in over 3 years, bringing home the number 6 in the RFK Camry? Sean, is that just a Camry?
No,
Ford.
Camry is a Ford.
No, Camry is not a Ford.
No, Camry is a Toyota. I mean, you already got me
Ford,
confused.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
It's the first win for Ford in forever, too.
Oh, it's the first one of the year.
Yeah, which just, man, so crazy. Now, I did read a stat, though, and I wanted to quiz you, my good friend, because, you know, for many years, the number 6 was a pretty big focus around here because we used to be Valvoline Racing Radio because of, you know, your ties to Whitfield Oil Company and all that. So the number 6 car, Mark Martin, you know, legendary driver, who was the when and who was driving the last time the number 6 car went to Victory Lane? Yeah, I know. You're going to have to go back a little bit, back in the old memory banks.
I can tell you, this was 147th win for Roush Fenway Racing yesterday.
Okay.
I can tell you who was the first driver to ever win for Jack Roush and what number he was driving.
Oh, but that wouldn't be the answer to my question.
I know. Why didn't you ask me one of those?
It's like a typical husband. Like, you're not answering what I'm asking.
Well, I did.
You're trying to tell me something else you know.
I wanted to do kind of like, you know, my wife would do. She would kind of spin it on me.
David Reagan.
That's right.
In 2011.
Okay.
So
that makes
13
sense.
Years ago when David, I believe it was a Talladega or something like that, David Reagan, who was, you know, a driver that I think we've had on the show, real nice. We'd always talk to him in Atlanta as you're driving the Valvoline car. Everybody pulled for David. He was in Atlanta, or, you know, grew up outside Atlanta. But 2011, the last time the number 6 car crossed Victory Lane. I thought that I was shocked by that.
Well, I had heard recently, and I was wanting to show you how smart I was by saying that Jack Roush has got 147 wins now, but Mark Martin won the first ever race in the number 6 car for Jack Roush. At that time, it was called Roush Racing. That was before the days of Roush Fenway. But a lot of history with Jack Roush. It was good to see Jack at the track yesterday.
The Cat in the Hat.
I had not seen him on television in a long time.
They never show him anymore.
Well, and I think that's because he's not there.
Yeah, he used to be very, very much the focal point.
Because if he was there, I feel certain that you would see him on a regular basis on TV. But I think his health has prohibited him from being at the track. But I saw him come up to Brad Keselowski in Victory Lane. Brad was still in the car. And congratulate him. And it looked like Jack was moving around pretty well. I mean, you could certainly tell he had aged from the last time I had seen him. But, you know, he looked better than I expected, actually. But good to see Jack there. But, yeah, yesterday was a big day for that organization. A little bit later in the program, we got a lot of NASCAR news to talk about. We're going to talk about, it was announced last week, where Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be landing in the media spectrum. And I've got some other thoughts and opinions I want to discuss regarding the television situation for 2025. And then we got confirmation of where Michael McDowell's going next year. He has made the decision. He's going to change race teams in a multi-year deal. So there's plenty to get in today's show. So we got a lot to cover in a short period of time. But in the meantime, let's dive into the results of the race at the Goodyear 400 in Darlington Raceway. Always a fan favorite. One of the oldest tracks and oldest races in the NASCAR Cup Series, and Brad Keselowski got the win in the Castrol number 6 Ford. This is his first victory and sixth top 10 finish in 2024, his second victory and 12th top 10 finish in 21 races at Darlington. Todd Gibbs came in second. He posted his first top 10 finish in 4 races at Darlington. It is his 7th top 10 finish in 2024. Josh Berry, a guy that you don't hear us talk about very often, came in 3rd spot in the Harrison's Ford and started 33rd. Great finish for him. In 4th spot, we had Denny Hamlin, 5th Chase Briscoe, 6th William Byron, 7th Bubba Wallace, 8th Alex Bowman, 9th Justin Haley, and 10th Michael McDowell.
11th spot, Ross Chastain, followed by Chase Elliott. 12th, Christopher Bell, 13th. Go down the list a little bit. Eric Jones, 19th. Austin Cindric, 20th. Joey Logano, 21st. Daniel Suarez, 24th. Truex Jr., bad run for him, 25th. Kyle Busch, 27th. Austin Dillon, 28th. Chris Buescher, so upset, going from up top to finishing 30th. Tyler Reddick, 32nd. Kyle Larson, 34th. And rounding out, started 17th, only completed 129 laps, Ryan Blaney. So finished last in 36th spot.
Drivers that did well as far as leading laps, you got Brad Keselowski led 37, Ty Gibbs led 34. Other drivers that stood out, of course, Chris Buescher, he led 21. And the driver that had led the most laps was Tyler Reddick, 174. So big day for those drivers leading the most laps. There were 6 caution flags for 38 laps and 16 lead changes among 10 drivers. And of course, the race at Darlington is a 493.238-mile racetrack.
So, or a 1.366-mile racetrack. Darlington is always you're right. One of the, you know, Darlington's one of those racetracks, and they're never going to make another one. You know, nowadays you buy the land, you have engineers draw it out, you do all this. This was literally, hey, we're going to make a racetrack, but the old man doesn't want us to mess up his pond, so we've got to make this weird turn. And it created, you know, one of the more iconic, cool stories behind a racetrack, and a great racetrack, one that's unlike any other. And I've always thought, because at Darlington you do see some of these guys that aren't used to seeing up front all the time, for whatever reason that racetrack seems to fit their eye, and you get a lot of these finishes from guys, you know, that you're not used to seeing up front. So I thought it was a heck of a race, Sean. Exciting finish, a little bonus with guys being upset with each other in the garage area, and a heck of a story, really, with Brad Keselowski getting his first win as an owner driver. So all in all, what a race.
Some other drivers that did very well. Ty Gibbs, he finished a career best 2nd. A caution during the final stage proved for Gibbs, and of course, whose tires had 7 or more laps of than those around him at the front of the field. Josh Berry and Justin Haley, we mentioned Josh just a moment ago. Both of those had an outstanding finish, the best 2 finishes of the season for those guys. And then Chase Briscoe, his 5th place finish was the best for him in the season. Guys that you could consider having bad luck for the day, we talked about Chris Buescher earlier. Ryan Blaney, pit strategy put him towards the back a little bit later. He got underneath William Byron, went low underneath Martin Truex Jr. and got Blaney, and then Byron moved up the track. Truex and Blaney made contact, and Blaney finished last. So Blaney was very upset after that, and rightfully so. And of course, John Hunter Nemechek finished 31st. His finish is the 4th time in the last 6 races he has finished 30th or worse.
Kyle Busch and Joey Logano, 2 big name guys, just continue to struggle, both with bad finishes at Darlington.
What do you think it is with Kyle Busch? Of course, before you answer that, we got to be reminded that it's not just Kyle Busch, it's RCR overall.
Yeah, RCR was, they're struggling all the way around. And I think we're all pleasantly surprised with how much success Kyle Busch had last year, and perhaps that masks some of the issues that RCR had going on. But certainly the hadn't translated to this year, Sean. Just not a lot of performance out of any of them.
Let me get your opinion on something. I thought when the announcement was made that Kyle Busch was going to go with Richard Childress Racing, I felt pretty comfortable that that's where he will end his career. But now that the challenges continue on and they can't seem to find resolution, do you really think Kyle Busch will finish his career there, or do you think Kyle will become frustrated and possibly seek to try to find a new home before he retires?
It would have to be a home that opened up that was ready for him to walk in and start racing, because Kyle's closer to the end of his career than the beginning. I know the dude loves racing, but he's got plenty of money. He has nothing to prove, I don't think he has any interest in being like Brad Keselowski and trying to co-own a team. You know, he had Kyle Busch Motorsports, and he talked about how expensive that was and how being kind of the guy that's in charge of all those decisions, he didn't like that. He likes to race. So I think this is something they'll try to work out. I think, if anybody can do it, it's Kyle Busch. But I think he's just shining a light on what we've known. I mean, we talk about Jack Roush, Richard Childress, these guys that 20 years ago were titans of the sport. The business model's changed. And unless you've got enough money, like Rick Hendrick or Roger Penske, mm-hmm. you're going to have a collaboration. You're going to have to join forces. You're going to have to get some infusion of cash to allow you to be competitive. And so far, RCR hadn't done any of that.
Yeah. We were at the halfway point. Yesterday was number 13 race. So far, the 2024 season, we got a total of 26 races before we get to the final 10 in the playoffs. So halfway point of that portion of our 2024 season in NASCAR. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the driver standings. We're going to talk a little bit about news in the world of NASCAR. We're going to be talking about Dale Earnhardt Jr. and what does his future hold in the sport, as well as Michael McDowell. We got a lot to get to in a short period of time. And of course, we are presented to you by Optimize U. Check them out online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. More NASCAR after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize U has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all things you need to know in and around the garage area in NASCAR. Talking about Brad Keselowski's big win. First win in like 3 years. First win as a team owner and driver. And you know what? Effectively make sure the number 6 is now in the playoffs. We're going to get to standings here in just a little bit. And of course, coming up this coming weekend, Sean, and I don't know how we're here already, but NASCAR heads to North Wilkesboro for the All-Star Race. So it's going to start with the All-Star Open, which is a way to race into the All-Star Race. And then, of course, you've actually got the All-Star Race, and that is going to be on Sunday, May 19th. Sunday night, Sean. Sunday night?
It is hard to believe that it is already here. And, of course, one of the things the All-Star Race is known for is giving away $1 million. And here in just a little bit, we're going to talk about where NASCAR has announced today they are unveiling a $1 million in-season tournament for 2025.
You know, basketball kind of did that, trying to jazz up the regular season a little bit. But let me ask
you. That is where they got the idea.
The All-Star Race being Sunday night, kind of like a primetime play when we've all got to go to work Monday? Is that?
Well, historically, it's always been on Saturday night.
Exactly, but I am looking here at the Shedge. Sunday, May 19th, 8 o'clock is the race.
Yeah.
So, wonder why the change. I mean, you've got the basketball playoffs right now. You've got, you've got the PGA. They're, one of the majors, the PGA majors is this weekend, but that shouldn't really... I guess if you do it at night, you're not going on the same time as them, but I wouldn't think there's a ton of crossover between golf and NASCAR.
I'm not quite sure. And you would think if they're going to go to prime time like that on Sunday, they would move the broadcast to Fox, but it's on FS1.
So anyway, North Wilkesboro.
Don't know.
It's always fun to go back to an old speedway like that.
Yeah. Let's get into the point standings after the race at Darlington. Kyle Larson is your leader, 30 points ahead of second place. Martin Truex Jr., third, Denny Hamlin, fourth, Chase Elliott, and fifth is William Byron.
Tyler Reddick, sixth, Ty Gibbs, seventh, Ryan Blaney, eighth, Alex Bowman, ninth, Ross Chastain rounds out the top 10. Brad Keselowski, your race winner, moves up to 11th in the points, Chris Buescher, 12th, Kyle Busch, 13th, Chase Briscoe, 14th, Christopher Bell, 15th, and hanging on to the top 16, Bubba Wallace. However, if the playoffs were to start today, Sean, Daniel Suarez in 18th spot would actually bump Bubba Wallace out. Joey Logano in 17th. And you know what? 17th with about 24 points to get up to 16th Bubba Wallace. Joey Logano's year continues to not be great. And we talked about the big win for Ford. It's their first win of the season. The top seven drivers in the standings None of them drive Fords. You don't see a Ford until you get to 8th spot, Ryan Blaney, and then 11th in Keselowski and 12th in Buescher. So, you know what? Maybe the Blue Oval turning things around.
Yeah, Joey doesn't have a win yet either. So, he is one that is seeking to be in victory lane sooner than later for sure. Let's get into our news in the world of NASCAR. Got a variety of topics that I want to discuss today. Of course, it was announced end of last year, the new TV deal, and I want to remind what that deal is for those that may have forgotten or maybe those are just not aware. It goes into effect 2025, the first 12 races, plus the preseason clash and all-star race telecast are all by Fox. The next five are on Amazon Prime. The next five are on TNT after the Amazon Prime. And then the final 14 are on NBC Sports. So basically, you've got 12 on Fox, you've got 10 on TNT and Amazon Prime total together, and then NBC for the final 14. It was just announced today that NASCAR's new television deal this past November, there's another piece of the element, and that is the fact that TNT is stepping things up. NASCAR announced today that they're going to going through a new concept for 2025 with drivers competing as normal, but also as part of a 32 driver bracket during the 18th to 22nd points races of the regular season, which will all be telecast on TNT. From my understanding, TNT is the one that's putting up the $1 million. But the winner will earn $1 million in this tournament. The idea of an in-season tournament has been discussed within the NASCAR industry, and we started to focus on adding promotional elements that drives the interest throughout the season. The 32 drivers will be determined by races 15 through 17 of the regular season. Seeding will be established by the best finish in each race over the three races, with the tiebreakers determined by the next best finish, followed by the season points position. NASCAR hasn't announced its 2025 schedule yet, but it is likely that the first race of this tournament will be at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
So an in-season tournament, when I read this, the first thing I thought was the NBA, who kind of started
well,
this.
Well, and that's where this concept came from, and that's where it came from with TNT, is because they've done that with NBA.
Now, let me ask you, what is your thoughts on kind of an in-season tournament?
I'm for it, I guess. Anything to add excitement, and I'm thinking if I'm NASCAR, okay, that's cool. We're going to be able to add more excitement, add more competition, and we're going to be able to award a driver with $1 million, and it's not going to come out of our pocket.
So the thing is, what's – and I say this because I was kind of intrigued when NBA did it too, because the NBA sort of has the same issue as NASCAR in some respects, is sometimes the regular season's kind of forgotten about. People only want to pay attention to the playoffs. Like, I'll tune in when the races start meaning something. And who cares if your favorite driver crashes out in Pocono in summer? Who cares if LeBron James only scores 14 points in the regular season, right? Like, they just want them to mean something. But I guess, you know, in NBA, it was kind of universally panned. A lot of people made fun of these guys are playing. They're going to be playing the games anyway. What does it matter if it's in bracket form to earn a little extra money? And I guess that's kind of the way I think of NASCAR. These guys are going to run these races anyway. They're just going to be also paying attention to the where it's going to end up on the bracket, where, you know, whether or not they're advancing forward. Good thing for NASCAR. Drivers are going to make some more money. I think it's a good thing for the TV. You got a little something extra to promote. See if that. But overall, do I think this shifts the meter? I mean, you're still having races.
Yeah.
Whether or not, you know, Joey Logano is going to be the eighth seed or not, I don't know if anyone's paying attention to that.
Well, and as you know, I'm always fascinated with the business side of the sport. And so it will be interesting to see if this $1 million additional investment will increase TV ratings for TNT. And will they possibly start something that not only showed a return on their investment with advertisers, but is established a peak in the ratings to where this could be adopted by the other TV networks, coming up with something unique and creative and different to increase their TV ratings.
Kind of like if Fox would come up with the Fox Cup, and basically they award an extra $1 million and a trophy to whatever driver is best during their broadcast portion of the season.
But
because I've always wondered, like, Fox is the top dog, and we've said that, Mike Joy, and they've got the best TV product, but they don't get to be there when the races matter. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't get to be there for the playoffs. So what?
But they do have the Daytona 500.
Create your own, but they do have the Daytona 500.
Yeah. So I think NASCAR is going to have to be careful, because you don't want to have, with every TV deal, is a tournament of its own throughout the season, and then it becomes even more difficult for the race fan to keep up with what's going on. Now, are they, okay, they're running for the race win, they're also running for this tournament, and then they're also running, you know, in the driver's standings and trying to make it in to the championship. Say, you know, for example, if NBC came up with something at the end of the year. There has been a lot of speculation as to where Dale Earnhardt Jr. was going to go after it was announced that he will not be with NBC. Well, that announcement came out last week. Dale Earnhardt Jr., National Hall of Famer, announced that he is going to be part of the broadcast team when NASCAR returns to TNT Sports in 2025. He will also contribute to the new Bleacher Report. Are you familiar with the Bleacher Report?
Yeah, I am.
He's going to be contributing to content on their both digital and social media. And then there's going to be a new series co-produced with Dirty Mo Media that will capture the NASCAR experience as interviews and special guests while driving each of the TNT's five NASCAR Cup races. So it appears that TNT is going to come up with their own weekly show, or maybe daily show, I don't know, during that time, similar to Fox's NASCAR Race Hub. So that has just been announced. And then also Amazon Prime Video announced the same day that NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be a part of their broadcast booth when the streamer launches its NASCAR season in 2025. And I understand there's going to be some things that he's going to be a part of with additional NASCAR programming with Prime Video. So we know that now that he's going to be a part of 10 NASCAR broadcasts, where historically he had been a part of 14.
Yeah, so smart move by Junior, basically.
But there's a lot more zeros.
Leveraging his popularity to work less. Also, any of the additional stuff is going to be co-owned or produced by Dirty Mo Media, which is his production company. This is a move you see out of Stars. It's pretty crafty by Junior, and it's, you know, basically it's a huge get for TNT. I mean, think about it, my God. And also it gives, you know, Amazon a little bit of instant clout when you're trying to come in with that. So hey, you get the biggest star in the business. I mean, he still is, let's face it. And he gets to spread his wings and get his fingers into some other stuff. Good job.
And Amazon has shown so far, as when they came into the NFL, when they come in, they throw money behind it.
You have to. I mean, yeah. It's
the bar is already up there, so you got to try to raise it even higher.
Yep. You want to get the eyeballs. You want to garner attention, and then no better way than to hire the biggest names. But with that comes some money you got to toss at it. So, you know what? Great for Junior. The thing is, regular fans, Sean, we're going to watch no matter what. But this helps bring in all the other ones that don't necessarily follow, perhaps, and go, oh, yeah, I've heard of this guy. Let's see what he's up to.
We come back. We're going to share some speculations regarding the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series schedule. It is not out yet, but there's some speculations of where things are going to be. Also, we'll talk a little bit more about where NASCAR media is for 2025. All that and more as we continue. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. If you've missed any part of today's program, check out our website, racingtalkradio.com, or go to your favorite podcast platform, and you can find us in podcast version. As of each Tuesday morning, you can catch today's broadcast tomorrow morning or any previous episodes at Racing Talk Radio Download at your favorite podcast platform. More NASCAR as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chad Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Coming up this weekend, the NASCAR All-Star Race. So no points, just money. And that's happening this Sunday. Be sure and tune in. Of course, we're already into our segment, News in the World of NASCAR. Just found out Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be joining the crew at TNT and Amazon whenever they take over their NASCAR coverage. So, you know what? Don't worry, Junior's going to be able to keep the lights on for the foreseeable future. Big thanks for he and Dirty Mo Media.
I want to continue our conversation regarding NASCAR media. It was just announced last week. All the staff at Fox Sports was informed of this, I believe, last Wednesday, according to reports, that Fox will drop NASCAR Race Hub, which is a great show, but I think one of the reasons they're dropping is because the show aired from 6 to 7 on Mondays. It aired Monday through Friday, but the competition of us on Mondays, you know, really put a dent in the ratings.
They haven't said that publicly, but there's the industry insiders.
Yeah, that's speculation.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. So, man, Sean, there used to be a channel called Speed TV.
Speed Channel, yeah.
That everybody loved. And it is nothing but racing. We could watch qualifying. Yeah. And then now,
I've got an opinion on that.
You
in just
don't
a minute.
Even have NASCAR Race Hub. I mean, there's not even a daily you know how many daily football shows there are? 1,000. It's nauseating.
Well,
and I love football.
Okay, I'm going to respond to that in just a second, but I want to finish sharing this. The final show is going to be Tuesday, June 11th, and this show debuted August 12th, 2009, so that's how long this show's been going on. Now, to respond to your comment, here's my thought. Hadn't seen this anywhere. I hadn't read this anywhere. Here's some facts. NASCAR built a state-of-the-art media facility in Concord, North Carolina recently. Just completed it. 58,000 square feet, spent $50 million building it. Now, 2025 is going to be a big year of changes for NASCAR and TV media, as we've talked about already on today's show. My gut feeling is this: NASCAR wouldn't have built this facility and invested $50 million if they weren't planning on doing some big things with television and media overall, especially digital. So I would not be a bit surprised if you couldn't see NASCAR come up with their own channel and it be streaming, and they sell subscriptions to it, and they have 24/7 NASCAR programming, and they have daily NASCAR shows, just like what NASCAR Race Hub has been, and other shows like what you were referring to regarding NFL football. But I really think there's some big things yet to come, and I think there's some partnerships that they've got in the works with Amazon Prime in conjunction to what they're doing with their NASCAR media headquarters that is going to be pretty surprising, and they're going to be announcing it later this year.
No, you know what? That totally makes sense. In this world, you know, Sean, and you talk about just the business side of the oil business. You've talked about how that would change. And for years, you wanted to be owned by one of the big companies, and then you wanted to be on your own, and then you wanted to be owned by one of the big companies again, right? It's just all this big circle that goes. And that, we know we've been in a media-changing landscape for 10 years now. And so technology has come far enough that, you know what, you can build, in fact, you probably don't even have to spend $50 million, but good for NASCAR. You can have enough studios and enough equipment. I mean, here we are in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We've got enough equipment to, do just as good a first rate podcast as Dale Jr. does in North Carolina. I mean,
Joe Rogan,
we got the cameras, we've got all the audio equipment. We're doing that essentially from, you know, someone's basement, you know, for lack of a better words. So I think that you're right. And if you can do that and own all the rights and partner with someone like Amazon, it is a smart thing. But
that is a proven brand in that arena.
The old person in me just, you know, it's NASCAR Race Hub. It's kind of been the flagship. It's been the one you actually watch that has the best talent, that has the best stories, the best production value, all that stuff. It's going away, and that part's a bummer.
I mean, you just look at the growth of streaming, and you just look at the growth of how the streaming networks have continued to grow and how well Amazon Prime's done, Netflix. I understand the Tom Brady roast that just happened. You know, there was millions and millions of viewers that saw that last week. I understand it was being reported, and I think this is pretty legit. $25 million is what Tom Brady was paid to be roasted.
$5 million.
I thought it was $25 million.
The whole production maker, it was $5 million for him to be roasted.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah,
because I saw two media reports that said $25 million. But anyway, a lot of money.
Point being, it's a ton of money to sit there and have
a lot
TV
of money.
Show about
and
you.
And so it just goes to show that, and of course NASCAR likes to be in control with everything they do that has their name to it, and rightfully so. So I could see that they've built this, you know, huge media complex, invested all this money with the latest technology, and they are going to come out with some big stuff next year. I really believe that, and I think Fox probably sees that handwriting on the wall, and they have made the decision, well, we've got a pretty big investment in staff and production people and all that are working full-time positions here in Charlotte, North Carolina to produce this show. We've got a substantial investment. We don't want to go competing with NASCAR when they start launching these new products, and they could even launch it before the end of the year. And Fox is looking at ways to better improve their their product line, but also doing it the most efficient way they can as far as cost and overhead. And I truly believe that the networks are in the know on things that the public has not been made aware of yet, and NASCAR has got some big things that are going to be happening in, say, the next 6 to 12 months.
All right, Sean Whitfield.
That's my speculation and my prediction.
Finger on the pulse of NASCAR media.
Michael McDowell just announced a multi-year deal with Spire Motorsports. He's been doing annual deals with Front Row Motorsports. There's no problems between the two. He's been very happy there, and it's been a great partnership. But Michael was looking for something more secure. So Spire Motorsports was willing to come to the table with a multi-year deal. And then last, the NASCAR Cup Series schedule will be released soon. It's speculated that they'll be running for the first time in Mexico City, where the Xfinity Series has raced for 4 years back in 05 and 08, and where Formula One has competed since 2015. And they'll also be dropping the spring race at Richmond to be able to fit that in.
Okay, there you have it. More news in the world of NASCAR. All-Star Race is coming up, a run for the $1 million. You know what? Joey Logano is going to win it, because why not? It doesn't mean anything. Sean, you got anything else?
It's all for the money this weekend.
Just like us.
No points involved. All for $1 million, and it's going to be at the legendary track of North Wilkesboro. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us for the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U here on Rock 105. We'll be back here again next Monday at 6 p.m. to do it all over again, to keep you up to date and informed with all the NASCAR news on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WRXR Rossville, Chattanooga, Rock 105. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
An Odyssey station.